Always a pleasure. Watch.
Why did your prime minister, Gilani, urge the president of Afghanistan, President Hamid Karzai, effectively to dump the United States?
First of all, Prime Minister Gilani and President Karzai have both denied the story. This is internal Afghan politics. There are Afghan factions that want to get rid of President Karzai.
So you're saying that these reports in the Wall Street Journal, our own reporting, Jill Doherty reporting from the State Department, quoting sources, Afghan sources and others, saying that there was this urging from the Pakistani prime minister to dump the United States is a complete fabrication?
It's a complete fabrication. In fact, President Karzai's own spokesman has denied it. As you will see, he says, first of all, the Pakistanis would never say such a thing. And if they did, President Karzai wouldn't do it. Look, everywhere there is politics. And in Afghanistan, the politics is to try and get the Americans on the side of whoever is the emerging faction. So people who don't like President Karzai want to make it seem as if President Karzai is not a reliable American ally.
Here's from the Wall Street Journal, the headline, Karzai told to dump U.S. Mr. Gilani, the prime minister of Pakistan, told Mr. Karzai that the U.S. had failed both their countries and that its policy of trying to open peace talks while at the same time fighting the Taliban made no sense.
Here's my question for you, Wolf. Where are Pakistan and Afghanistan going to go by dumping the United States? The fact of the matter is that Afghanistan is a country that needs the Americans to rebuild. Pakistan is a country that needs American assistance
and support.
Has the
U.S. failed both countries?
It certainly has not. Pakistan and the United States have some disagreements on the way forward. So do the Afghan leaders and the Americans. But very interestingly, only last week, it's very interesting that this story broke yesterday. And only last week, Ambassador Grossman, who's Ambassador Holbrooke's successor, the Pakistani Foreign Secretary, agreed that we are going to try and create a trilateral mechanism. They're having a meeting in Islamabad on the 3rd of May. We are expecting the Foreign the Secretary of State to visit the region in the near future. Absolutely.
At the end of May.
And Admiral Mullen was in the region. He spoke to our military leaders. And on this particular issue, the head of CENTCOM and I have personally spoken, and we are very clear that this is just internal Afghan politics playing out in American newspapers.
Here was the other disturbing part about this report in the Wall Street Journal and now other news organizations following up. Mr. Gilani added that America's economic problems meant it couldn't be expected to support long-term regional development. A better partner would be China, which Pakistanis call their, quote, all-weather friend. According to this,
China is definitely an all-weather friend of Pakistan.
So
it's a friend of long-standing.
However,
we have never, and we have been friends of China since 1949. We were the country that helped the United States and China come close together. We have never looked upon the United States and China as rivals for our friendship. We have always respected both of them. And the United States is a key ally in the effort against terrorism.
The relationship that you have with Afghanistan, right? Because it used to be tense with Musharraf and Hamid Karzai. I covered
now.
Those.
Yeah.
There were some pretty ugly moments. But right now you're saying it's better.
It is a very warm relationship. And not only that, if you notice, Pakistan is also working very hard on building good relations with India, with whom we have had problems in the past,
major
and that
problems.
Has been a major obstruction for peace in the region. Look, we will have a lot of such stories as we move forward. The key thing is that all the key players, United States, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, understand that the way forward is we have to defeat some people in Afghanistan, and we have to engage some
people. Does the CIA coordinate the drone attacks against Al-Qaeda suspected targets, Taliban targets in Pakistan with your intelligence community?
Well, that's a question that creates lots of problems in Pakistan politically. So I'm, with your indulgence, not going to answer it. All I'm going to say is that whatever we do, we want to move forward as partners and friends. Occasionally, there are things the Americans do. You heard about the case of the gentleman who killed two Pakistanis in broad daylight and created problems between our countries.
Thank God
we were able to resolve that within Pakistani law in accordance with our traditions and our religion. But at the same time, there are occasions when there are things that Americans feel Pakistanis have done that are not necessarily the best. But we remain friends and allies, and we are committed to this alliance.
In recent years, the United States has provided your country, Pakistan, with $10 billion, correct?
Go on, yes.
The question is this. In the budget cutting atmosphere of Washington right now, there are some members of Congress who would like to end that. What would happen if U.S. aid to Pakistan ended?
First of all, American aid to Pakistan is a means of ensuring American security. 9/11 happened because America turned its back from Pakistan and Afghanistan, ignored what was happening there. Al-Qaeda found a home in Afghanistan. So right now, this is not the time to cut assistance either to Afghanistan or Pakistan. What is needed, however, is that we should not become dependent on your assistance. We do not want to take money from American taxpayers forever. We want to be able to build our country in a manner in which we can move forward on our own steam. Right. And that is the objective.
So just to repeat, because the headline, I think, coming from you is you expect the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, to show up in Islamabad at the end of May for this trilateral meeting?
I think that Pakistan, Afghanistan, and the United States will work together. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is committed to it. She's the leader in this effort. We look to her leadership, and we expect her to be in the region. We hope that we will be moving forward together. And that these stories are going to die, as many similar stories have died in the past.